You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And it's always lovely to catch up on a Wednesday with Sasfin Wealth, David Shapiro, to find out what's been happening. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start locally, I suppose. It was a good day. It's been a rough couple of days, but today was a good day. Everything was in the green. We even got an update from Implats.
Well, creeping up. this kitchen's hot, Jimmy. You know what I mean?
And something's coming.
You got to learn to take the heat.
Oh, it's been a hot start to the week, though.
Yeah. Look, to be honest, there's still a lot of volatility. There's a lot of issues in markets, but I really can't find the reason why the markets panicked. From my point of view. If you ask people why they're getting out the market, they'll say because it's coming down, but I don't think anybody can pinpoint or anybody could pinpoint exactly why they were getting out, because whatever the reasons are, I don't think they're justified. So I think the fundamentals are not broken. And I think against that, we can expect markets to slowly claw their way back as conditions improve. So I'm not in the camp that it's time to panic, So these things happen in markets, as we've explained before. So just and even if you look at the results, we better not go into some of the local results, but I mean if you go into some of the global results, I think generally they're still pointing upwards, and there's not even a suggestion that there's going to be massive layoffs in the US and so on. So I think it's coming through here. Jimmy, the one area that does worry me is that we've been a bit slow on the mining side. It's taking it's a bit slow to turn around. Copper price still under pressure and so on. But overall, a very good day today. I can't find any red on my screen, and that's because I've always changed my red into yellow. So there's very little yellow on my screen.
Uncle David, some of this skepticism or pessimism around the markets was the potential that we could see a U.S. recession, There was obviously all the conversations around the Japanese interest rates also increasing and that affecting the carry trade on that side. What are we looking at from a U.S. recessionary point of view? Because earnings numbers are seemingly not as great as we thought.
They're not bad. There's evidence of a slowdown, but I don't think it points to anything serious in the market. I've been looking at forecasts because when we get an issue like this, you've got to go and do your reading. And I'm not clever enough to sit here and, formulate my own models and that. So I do have to take guidance from other people. And, the broad view, if you look at the major institutions, even people like Mohammed El Arian and so on, UBS, whoever we look at, there's a maybe a 25% chance of a recession, but that means there's a 75% of no recession. So it depends how you look at it. And the results that we've been going through and the forecast for earnings still suggest that earnings are going to expand, certainly in the US. So I don't think there's anything that makes us concerned about a recession. But I have to tell you something that just flashed across my screen at the moment, which was on the Bloomberg TV. And it was Nouriel Roubini, whom we all know as Dr. Doom, for those of you who've been around, and you can look it up. All of a sudden, I saw the headline saying, markets are too pessimistic. I thought, when he gets bullish or believes that it's pessimistic, I'm not sure if it's a contrary indicator because, but if he feels that markets are too pessimistic, then you've got to know that maybe this has gone too far. But I must get the context of the conversation with him.
Absolutely. And I think that's the other thing is there's a lot of bits and pieces out there where markets kind of you take a bit of information, markets seemingly run with it, and then the correction happens the day later or a couple of days later, as was the case with Japan. But I want to look at some interesting stuff. I want to look at some spicy things. Glencore, they got fined or they agreed to pay a fine of around $150 million earlier this week. They're continuing their business in coal, but I want to look at the fine and I want to look at Glencore as a business. The fine relates to bribery, things that happened. I mean, are they going to ever stop paying fines for bribery?
I don't. I, you know, I'm, It's a very difficult question to answer, but I think somehow it just rubs off them. It's like water off a duck's back. And you know what it kind of says is, well, this is how markets operate. You know, as much as it might upset you, it seems to be the way that you do business. And I think where I'm referring to is you've got to go to Mark Rich's book, biography on Mark Rich. I can't remember if it was an autobiography or a biography, but it gives you some idea of where Glencore came from. And I mean, they traded in areas that, you know, if you go in there, you better go with an army behind you. So I think it's very much almost the culture of commodity markets. Although I hope there are a lot of miners down there that are not offended by what I say, but it's a really a tough industry. So I sit back, and for years we've been expecting some kind of, some kind of feedback on, not feedback, but pullback on Glencore and reaction from markets, but they just keep trading, you know, and the market was up today. So, Jimmy, I think, I don't know, I just learned to roll with the punches when it comes to that.
Other things that are looking on the upside, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago around the delistings that would potentially take place. We spoke about the Barloworld delisting and the Sasfin delisting, and there were obviously some developments from Sasfin yesterday. The Bell delisting, sorry. But now we're looking at Barloworld. There's interest from Saudi Arabia into Barloworld. Yeah. The interest in South African companies where they are good value companies, how is that shaping up? Because it seems that interest seems to be growing ever so slightly.
I know. Barloworld is as old as the JSE. If you go back to the history from Rand Mines, you know, it used to be a massive business with mining interests and very, very broad interests. It shrunk down to what it is today, which has got Caterpillar and so on. But obviously, you know, these are good businesses, and the agencies for yellow metal are very good. Plus, they've got the mining, you know, the mining equipment side. So it's obvious that companies in Saudi Arabia, you know, see great benefit for us. And also, you know, you've got legacy issues there. They've run these businesses before. It's 100 years of understanding those markets of mining and excavating and all the things that they do. So yeah, it is. It's, and I'd be very sad to see. You know, I was sad when De Beers went off the market, and I think this is another name that is. Been around as long as the JSE. Well, maybe a few years here and there, you know, from the very early part of it. But there's nothing we can do. And it is, as you say, the companies are cheap. You know, Jimmy, there's an issue in that. And it's not the raw figures that actually make up a business. It's the, you know, the knowledge that they've accumulated over years and years. We can't put it, it's intangible. You know, you can't put a value on this. But Saudis and people like that see it and say, listen, you know, we know what we're buying. For us to recreate that would cost us a lot more. This is cheap.
That makes a lot more sense. That actually starts to make a lot of sense. I'm going to get Duncan Artis' thoughts on that a little later on. But for now, Uncle David, thank you as always for the time and for the insights. That's David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the market movements for the day, where the panic sits or doesn't sit, and some thoughts around some of the company buyouts or potential buyouts.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.